With today's episode, we start our second year of the Weekly Reader, which means there are now 52 shows archived on our website. I'm Lisa Morgan, here in studio with book critic Marian Winnick, and today we add to those recommendations with a couple of fascinating new memoirs. Don't let us ever hear you say you don't know what to read. Hey, Marian.
Hey, Lisa. Happy birthday to us. Last week, the National Book Critics Circle announced the award finalists for 2018. Like last year at this time, I'm going to be reading all 30 books and sharing the cream of the crop. Today, I have two contenders from autobiography. First, Nine Continents by Zhao Lu Guo. Zhao Lu Guo is an internationally acclaimed filmmaker and the author of several autobiographical novels. At 40, she became a mother and her own mother died, inspiring her to write about her past in a different way, this time in a memoir. It's a very tough story set in communist China, but like Jeanette Walls in The Glass Castle, Guo creates a deeply appealing child persona through which we experience how resilience operates in the lives of abused children. Guo was given away by her parents at birth to a couple who decided they didn't want her, returning 2 years later to give her back, since she was sickly and cried all the time. But her parents weren't around, so she was left with her grandparents, who lived in a rocky, windswept, brutally poor fishing village. The grandfather was a miserable man whose life as a fisherman had been destroyed by communism. The grandmother was a nearly blind hunchback with bound feet who had been sold to this man as a child. At 12, Guo was taken abruptly to live with her real mother and father, and things got even worse. But in this bleak childhood, there were two sparkling moments Guo held on to. One was the prediction of a Taoist monk her grandmother took her to when she was 5 years old. She will cross the sea and travel to the nine continents. That unbelievable suggestion became part of her personal mythology. That same year, a group of art students showed up to paint on the beach near her home. Quote, I watched the young girl in particular as she contemplated the monotonous scene before us, then started to paint. Her brush made a shimmering blue and a burning sunset appear across the page. I was captivated by the girl's imaginative act, that one could reshape a drab and colorless reality into a luminous world. That kind of brilliant transformation is just what you'll find in Nine Continents. Following in the footsteps of landmark graphic memoirs like Mouse by Art Spiegelman and Fun Home by Alison Bechdel comes The Best We Could Do by T. Bowie. With simple drawings and clear, heartfelt text, this book tells the story of the author's family's journey from Vietnam to the United States, from the hair-raising narrative of war and escape through the complicated realities of life in a new world. With equal parts compassion and candor, particularly in the portrayal of her parents, Bowie's memoir gives us the opportunity to see the Vietnam War from the point of view of those most deeply affected by it. According to my NBCC colleague, Lori Herzl, the book editor of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, this is the most moving graphic memoir of the year, passionate, intimate, tackling huge themes, love, war, history, emigration, while focused intensely on one family.
The books are Nine Continents by Zhao Lu Guo and The Best We Could Do by T. Bowie. You can find out more about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcasts at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.